This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 46 for Friday, September 1st. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are pushing higher on Friday, gleaning support from gains in comparable oils. At the final settlement, the November canola contract adds $2.70 at $811.40 per ton, and the January contract climbs $4.50 at $818.40 per ton. Along with upticks in Chicago soy oil, there are increases in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. While Chicago soybeans are mixed, soy meal is down. A rally in global crude oil prices is spilling over into the vegetable oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports canola exports are a meager 1,200 tons for the week ending August 27th. An analyst says there wasn't any loading of vessels and all of the week's exports were moved by rail or truck. He adds canola exports after 4 weeks into the 2023-24 marketing year remain far ahead of those a year ago. Following scattered showers across the prairies earlier today, the region is to be hot and dry through the Labor Day long weekend. The weather outlook points towards such conditions lasting through the first half of September. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 74.54 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 73.9. The United States Corn Belt is facing continuing hot and dry weather for the time being. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there's a private sale for 198,000 tons of 2023-24 soybeans to unknown destinations. This marks a week of soybean sales exceeding 100,000 tons each day. Ahead of the monthly crush report, the average trade guess is expecting 184 million bushels of soybeans to have been processed in July. Also, the trade estimates 463 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol in July. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mixed and choppy trading on Friday. The November contract nudges up a half cent at $13.69 per bushel. October soy oil advances more than 0.8 of a cent at 64¾ U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal gives up $3.50 at $401.20 per short ton. Corn is higher as its December contract rises by 3 cents at $4.81 per bushel. Oats are lower with its December contract dropping 7 cents at $4.86. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December loses 6.5 cents at $5.95. Kansas City December gives up 4.5 cents at $7.23. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down a nickel at $7.61. A reminder that the markets will be closed for the Labor Day long weekend from today through to the start of the overnight session on Monday. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, September 1st. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.